You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
When we started having these calls, I remember we were hitting you like with that steady run of Thanksgiving, right? I think you went to Dallas once for Thanksgiving and New Orleans for Thanksgiving. And it was sort of like, hey, everybody, meet the Bills. And what a fun way to do that. And it was almost like, oh, hey, they're a fun opponent. It's flipped the other way. Now they're the draw. And so you don't necessarily need that big other brand to make a Bills game relevant. Every Bills game is relevant. And Josh has definitely ascended into that. You can't really get through a weekend of highlights and news and stats without checking on the Bills quarterback.
All right. That is Mike North from our Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. You can check that out at Sal Sports on YouTube. And if you go to Sal Sports on YouTube, you subscribe to the channel, you're going to get our Always Game Day in Buffalo podcasts whenever they come out, as soon as they come out. Matt Bove and I, also a lot of other different things that I have going on there content-wise. Sal's House podcasts I do, interviewing interesting people. But the reason why I want you to go there today, subscribe, be ready for it, is Matt and I are going to have a reaction show tonight. We're going to do a 9 p.m. live Always Game Day reaction show. And the only way you can comment during the actual show when you watch is to be watching on YouTube. You can watch the show on Twitter. It'll be live there. It'll be streamed there. But Twitter doesn't give you that ability. So that's what I would recommend. Go to Sal Sports on YouTube, subscribe, watch the show there, and then you can comment tonight. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's get connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Our guy John in Las Vegas has been waiting patiently, and he joins us now here on the Extra Point Show. What's up, John?
Hey, Sal. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Are you ready for the schedule release, buddy? No game against Raiders this year, but, you know.
That's okay, Sal. I'm not a Raider fan. I, you know me, man. I'm diehard, so I'm just looking to book my tickets. But, hey, I just wanted to commend you really first on that interview you and Matt had with Sean McDermott. That was one of the best I've heard. It was awesome, Sal. Everybody in my family listened to it, and they thought it was awesome. Just to hear how candid Sean McDermott was like that, it was really unbelievable. But it was awesome. It was really a great interview. But
I really appreciate that. And again, if people want to hear that, that's Always Game Day in Buffalo, and it's, you know, you can subscribe to it on audio and iTunes, and you can watch it on the YouTube channel. And I would say, John, to watch it too, to see the emotion on Sean. And I don't know if you got a chance to do this or if you just listen, but that's also part of it. Like, which is, you're right, you can feel it, you can hear it. When we sat next to him, we did this interview, and you see it, like, the emotion on his face when he talks about some of these things, I think speaks volumes too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and honestly, Sal, for being a lifelong Bills fan, I mean, I'm coming on 35 years. You know, it was just to see how he reacted when he was bringing that up. It was, you know, it was actually touching, man. It was, for being a Bills fan for many years, I was. Sometimes I would question, you know, what the realm of the Bills organization is, but then you see that and there's no hesitation to think that this team they just want to win, you know? So That was great, man. It was unbelievable to see that. But I just wanted to say, I really have a hard time to think the last game of the season is going to be week 18, especially with the, like you said, you brought up before, that was such a good point. Like, I doubt they would even run the risk of not having Josh Allen play in the last game, you know, on that field. So that was one. And then, you know, I really didn't think that Cincinnati would be the opener either, because, you know, it just seems like it has a time slot written all over it for a primetime game, like in the middle or late in the end of the season. But, yeah. And then the last thing is the Bills having that last Christmas spot. I'm pretty sure. I have no doubt that last Christmas spot during the middle of the day is probably going to go to the Bills. But Sal,
I don't think so. I don't think so, John. I have been indicated. It's been indicated to me the Bills will not be playing on Christmas. It is possible still. It's not for sure, but we already know two out of the three games, and they aren't. And I was told that it looked like they were not going to be on Christmas this year. So I don't think that's going to happen.
In all, Sal, like, you know, I appreciate you always. Like always, I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. And, yeah, like I said, go Bills. And just looking forward to this thing getting off, man.
You got it, man. You got it, John. Thanks a lot, as always, John. Got the chance to meet John. He came up to me during a game last year, a couple years ago it might have been, but really nice. He listens out there in Las Vegas. Bills are not playing the Raiders this year. Is it ever too late to talk about, like, even, like, future schedules? We shouldn't do that on a day like today, right? But here's how it works. This is why I want to bring this up. Hold on. Let me just pull this up. So, hold on now. All right. So, this year, what's interesting about this year, we've talked about this, right? Everything the Bills do this year is pretty much in the East. There's one non-Eastern time zone game. One. And that game's in the Central time zone. That's it. It's Houston. It's the Texans. So it's Bills, Texans, Central time zone. And indications are that's going to be maybe a Thursday night football game in November. That's kind of what I've heard. It's been out there. It's not confirmed, but we'll see if that's the case. That being said, every game for the Bills this year, whether it's home or away or nighttime or afternoon time or whatever time, it's in the Eastern time zone, except for that one, which is only 1 hour off the Eastern time zone. That is exactly what coaches love. It's exactly what organizations love. We all know the away teams include the division teams, and now by now you should know it's also the Falcons, the Panthers, the Browns, the Texans, the Steelers. We know the home teams are all the division teams, as well as the big four we've talked about, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Eagles, plus NFC South teams, the Saints and the Buccaneers. Next year, the Bills do go a little bit more out west. And next year, John, listening in from Vegas, the Bills are scheduled to go to Las Vegas next year. So next year, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but I like to just kind of explain how these things work to people. It's not the point of, like, just talking about next year. It's the point of just how the schedule rotation works. Okay. Next year, the Bills crossover conference team is the West. And guess who's coming back to Buffalo next year again? The Chiefs. Again, remember when it was, Josh, remember when it was always, why do the Bills go to the Chiefs every year? Bills are always at the Chiefs. And I kept telling people, I wrote an article on it a few years ago. Don't worry, this is going to flip soon, and the Chiefs will come to Buffalo every year, right? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I was one of the people that I was upset about that.
Right. And I get it. I understand. And part of it is because they played in the playoffs in Kansas City so often. Well, this year, the Chiefs are in Buffalo because they both finished in the same spot, first place. If they hadn't, they wouldn't be in Buffalo. They'd be another team from the West coming to the Bills. Next year, the Chiefs are in Buffalo. You know why? Because it's already preset. No matter what happens, no matter where they finish, the Chiefs are coming to Buffalo next year. Because the Bills play, the AFC East plays the AFC West next year, and the two home games from that division for Buffalo next year are the Chiefs and the Chargers. So next year, you're getting the Chiefs and the Chargers coming here. You're also getting crossover division, NFC North, the Bears and the Lions coming here next year. So that'll be interesting. And then the one place about where a team finishes, it's the AFC North. So you could get Bengals again next year. You could get Ravens again next year. You could get Browns or Steelers next year. One of those four teams is coming to Buffalo. Okay, that's next year. The away schedule is definitely different next year. So here this year, you have the Bills traveling the second fewest amount of miles in the entire league this year. Okay, all the games are East Coast time. They're not that far. The furthest they're going to travel is Houston, and then the second furthest is Miami, which is a division game, right? The furthest east they go is New England. I saw Matt Bove tweet that out yesterday. The furthest east they go is New England. I'm thinking, I think every year the furthest east they go is New England, to be quite honest with you. I don't think there's a further east team, but it's a pretty short ride, right? You can drive there. They still have those division games. New England, the Jets, Miami next year. Next year's road trips are a little juicy, I think. You got Vegas next year. The Bills go to Vegas next year. The last time they played in Vegas was during the COVID year when they opened that stadium and no one could go because they didn't have fans. The Bills also go next year to Denver. You interested in going to Denver? How about that? Going on a skiing trip for somebody if they want to do that, right? Denver is on the Bills' away schedule next year. So is Green Bay. Want to go to Green Bay? Check out Lambeau Field for the first time. That's next year. And I think a really cool city, underrated city, but a great stadium, Minnesota. So next year's schedule, the away teams look a little bit from that regard with the Packers and the Vikings, like Josh's rookie year. Remember that year? He went to the Vikings and won. And like surprised everybody. And then they went to the Packers the next week and lost, and I think got shut out even. But that's next year at Denver, at Green Bay, at Vegas, at Miami, at Minnesota. Then you have the division games. And then wherever the Bills could go to Houston again next year for a third year in a row, whichever team finishes in the same spot as them in the AFC South, they'll go there. That could be Houston, Jacksonville, Tennessee, or Indy. And whoever finishes in the same spot in the NFC West. So you do get a road trip to the West next year. NFC West, what does that look like? That's the Rams. By the way, Rams are hosting a game in Australia next year. If the Bills match up this year by finishing in the same spot as the Rams, they're a possible opponent. I don't think it would happen, but it would be possible. That's the Rams. That's the Seahawks. That's the 49ers. And that's the Cardinals next year. So you're getting a couple of West Coast trips. Next year, you're getting Denver, Vegas, and somebody from the NFC West. So there you go. All right. So what are we looking at? Did someone just... okay. Oh, I don't know if this is actually confirmed. Confirmed online. Let's see what we got here. Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay, we have something here. Ding, ding, ding. I don't know if this is what this... okay. Josh, I don't know if you've seen this. Nerding on NFL. This is a good account. This is a good account that has a bunch of stuff that is kind of pretty reliable that they get from other sources. They are tweeting out Ravens at Bills Sunday Night Football Week 1. What do we think?
I love it. That's going to be great. That is going to be really good.
Wow. Okay. Ravens at Bills Sunday Night Football Week 1 is what is being reported. I'm not sure if they have a source on this. It's a leak is how they're putting it. I like this is a... this is an account that I like. It's actually I think it's a Buffalo-based account, actually. This person's in Buffalo. They do a grid, and it looks like it's going to be the Baltimore Ravens coming to Buffalo Week 1, not the Cincinnati Bengals, Sunday Night Football. Interesting, we actually had a really good discussion on the morning show last week. I said to Jeremy, and I still believe this, I think the Ravens would be a higher ranking team in the NFL's eyes to put Sunday Night Football Week 1 than the Bengals. I believe that. I still believe that. Not that the Bengals wouldn't be exciting. They sure would be. Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, all of that. But to me, Ravens at Bills Week 1 Sunday Night Football always felt like that's the spot. That's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking at. That is the rematch of last year. Divisional round, great game. Mark Andrews, of course, drops the two-point conversion at the end. We have a schedule leak here from Nerding on NFL. And again, I don't know where Nerding on NFL is getting this specific one from, but this is not an account that usually makes things up. I'm going to say it that way. This account is generally good about getting information, putting it out there once they get it. And I think this is right. I would trust it at least. I don't know if it's right, but I would trust it. Ravens at Bills Sunday Night Football Week 1. And that trumps to me the Bengals report. Bengals at Bills Sunday Night Football Week 1, which we had heard for a while. Looks like it's going to be Ravens, which means that Bills Bengals will be later. What I've heard on that is like maybe looking in December for that, like early December. Week 14, 15, somewhere in there, I think it was. So, and that would be a later afternoon game. What do we think about this? What do you think about the Bills opening at home against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday Night Football Week 1? That is where we are right now and what it looks like. 803-0550 is the number to call. Do you like this? Do you hate this? Okay, so let's kind of... let's kind of analyze it from a couple of different standpoints, okay? From an NFL standpoint, football standpoint, oh my God. Lamar against Josh, Week 1, Sunday Night Football? Yes, absolutely. This is a dream. This is they put it on there. This is why. Perfect. It's what they want. Okay? from a competitive standpoint, it's going to be amazing. But I would also say there is a real possibility that, you know, the Bills lose this game. So, and I say that because they're two very evenly matched teams, right? The Ravens went to the Chiefs last year, and they were a toe away. They were an Isaiah Likely toe away from beating the Chiefs in the opening game on Thursday Night Football. That didn't happen. The Chiefs won, but the Ravens were right there. They played well. The Bills could then drop to 0-1. Not a good start. A lot of time left. But that's a massive game for early in the season with implications for playoff seeding. Just like it was last year. But of course, we all know, even though the Bills went down there and lost, they wound up hosting the Ravens anyway in the playoffs and got the better seed. So it doesn't have to be an end-all, be-all. That's not the case. We all know the Bills beat the Chiefs last year, and the Chiefs still got a higher seed in the playoffs. But it still matters. It absolutely still matters. Okay, 803-0550. Would like your phone calls on this. Like to get what you think about Ravens at Bills. Sunday Night Football, Week 1. That's what it's looking like. We have a few different schedule accounts getting it out there, reporting it. Not sure exactly where they're getting it from, how they're getting it, but they don't have a source attributed to it. But these are accounts that I generally do trust that are putting these things together. Ravens at Bills, Sunday Night Football, Week 1. What else do we know? If you go to the Nerding on NFL account, which I said is pretty cool, they have a link to a grid. The grid now is starting to get filled up, right, around the board. And we know right now, it appears from their reporting, and others have, the Bills will also be at home Week 3 at night. So here's what I like, and here's what I don't like about this. If the Bills are at home Sunday Night Football Week 1, at home Thursday Night Football Week 3 against the Miami Dolphins, which appears the case, hey, you know what? If you're going to a night game at Highmark Stadium, at least the weather's still decent and it's not super cold. It can get a little chillier that time of year, but it's not like going in November, December. And I know a lot of people don't mind that anyway, but, you know, think of the San Francisco game last year and the cold and all that. So I think that's good. What I don't like is, I got to be honest, I love afternoon home games at Highmark Stadium in September. I love it. I think the warmth, the foliage, I know I say that sounds funny, but truly on TV, you look at Highmark Stadium, you look at Orchard Park on TV, on CBS, on Fox, afternoon game, 1 o'clock, welcome to Highmark Stadium, the sun is shining, Week 1, Week 2, Week 3, bam, it looks beautiful. And for that part, I don't like it. It's also from a standpoint of season ticket holders, from people who go to games standpoint, right? Like, Sunday Night Football, Week 1 is, let me get the date here, September 7th, that would be. Okay, that's the week after Labor Day. People are back to school. Kids are back to school. We on the week before, really, for most people. So, you know, it's a late night. It's a work day. It's a work night. Then you get, what? How many? 2 weeks later? Week 3? Thursday night? So you're really talking 15 days later? Well, help me. Let me see this. So if they play on the 7th, yeah, and then the 18th, 11 days later, another home game at night, on a school night, on a work night, it's tough on people. It's also getting two opponents you want to beat at home in prime time, which is cool, right? So I think there's a lot of tentacles here you can talk about. Okay, so that leaves, what do you do in between there? What do you do in between Baltimore Sunday night, Miami Thursday night, both at home? There are some rumblings out there, some buzz. Some people have told me they've heard Carolina could be in play for Week 2 at Carolina. That would be a rematch the same week of the last time the Bills played there in the regular season. That was also Week 2. Josh, do you remember The last time the Bills played in Carolina in the regular season, it was week 2, 2017. Do you remember the game?
Barely. I remember their preseason game against the Panthers better than I remember the 2017 game. And I don't really know why, but I just...
Okay. I'm going to tell you something that might get you to remember the game, okay? It was the year the Bills, you know, broke the playoff drought. They win at home in Sean McDermott's first game against the Jets. Then they go to Carolina, and in this game, Tyrod Taylor threw a pass to Zay Jones at the end of the game that if Zay Jones catches it, it was very debatable if it should have been a better pass or if he should have caught it. If he holds on, I think the Bills win the game. They lose 9-3. Do you remember that? We'll see what people think about this. Let me see if I can hold on here. Just trying to pull up my call screeners. I think we might have some calls. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to do that. No, Josh, I don't know if you remember it, but 9-3 was the final score. Panthers beat the Bills week 2 in Carolina. That's the game, if everybody remembers, Zay Jones on the far side of the field. I was literally like the closest person in the world to it. You watch the video, I'm standing right there. And I still think that it could have been a better pass, but, you know, Zay Jones is running there. He maybe should have come up with it. And then, you know, the year after that, he had those drops against New England in a game in Josh's rookie year, but that was the game.
I remember that now. The Zay Jones one specifically. Yeah. I remember that.
That was a game. The Bills didn't do much on offense that day. 176 yards. Those were the days. Both teams gained less than 4 yards in offensive play in that game. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing that up is there have been people who said to me they have heard Bills at Panthers week 2. Now, if that's the case, that's still a hot weekend if you want to go play golf, but it would be a Sunday afternoon game, not a night game. Sorry. I know Jeremy's been talking a lot about that and wanting to play a night game in Carolina so you can go down and play some golf. Hey, you can still do it in Atlanta because apparently that's going to be a Monday night game. I don't know when, though. I don't think it's week 2. My guess is the Bills are playing, well, I guess it doesn't have to be. They could still play a night game. You know what? Week 2 is going to almost have to be an afternoon game then. Let's put the puzzle together. Here's how it works. If you're playing Sunday Night Football week 1 and Thursday Night Football week 3, you're not playing Monday Night Football week 2 because that's way too short of a week. They won't do that. And you're not playing back-to-back Sunday Night Football weeks. So, week 2's got to be a Sunday afternoon game. And it's probably, it could be at home. Probably away. It'd be away because if 1 and 3 are home, week 2 is away. So I think by process of elimination, you're looking at one of the road teams, week 2, Sunday afternoon. It's not going to be Miami. From what we know, it's not going to be, it's not going to be Atlanta because that could be a Monday night game. Not going to be Houston. That's going to be a Thursday night game in November, apparently. Could be Cleveland, could be Pittsburgh, could be the Jets, could be New England. I'm guessing it's going to be one of those division games. I don't know, though. Interesting stuff. All right, 803-0550. I love this stuff. Somebody tweeted me earlier, only nerds and losers care about the schedule release. Maybe I'm both. I'm certainly a nerd when it comes to the NFL schedule. I will enjoy it. Maybe you do as well. But it's really fun to talk about, especially when we know some of the games and we hear some of the games. And that's what's happening right now as we are hearing. It has been reported. It will be Ravens at Bills, Sunday Night Football, week 1. What do you think? 803-0550 here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Handoff goes. No, it's an Allen keeper, and he's going to run it in. A 4-yard touchdown run on the read option keeper by Allen. 17 is a scoring machine.
That is Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. It appears as though the Bills will open up week 1, their first game of the season, at home, Sunday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens. That is what's being kind of floated out there, reported from various places, but nothing confirmed yet. We will see if that is the case. Hey, join us for a Par for a Purpose on Monday, this coming Monday, May 19th. Playing a foursome at Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds are going to benefit the 11-day power play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, 2 drink tickets, greens fees, carts, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events.com to register now, courtesy of Elkinville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. Also, we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th hole and golf course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf and score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. Hey, we want to remind you that every single time we talk about the NFL schedule and its release here on WGR, it is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. All right, so we have a lot that we're covering here as far as the NFL schedule is concerned. Schedule is released today. Today is May 14th. I'm not going to go this in this whole show without remembering and mentioning the victims of the horrible act and tragic shooting at Tops on May 14th. We remember them today and always. Celestine Chaney, Roberta Drury, Andre McNeil, Catherine Massey, Margus Morrison, Hayward Patterson, Aaron Salter Jr., Geraldine Talley, Ruth Whitfield, and Pearl Young. Always in our memories and thoughts, May 14th, we remember them today and always. 803-0550 if you'd like to jump on board the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here. Sal Capaccio with you. All right, so what do you think about the leaks so far? What do you think about what's happening with some of these reports? Week one, the Baltimore Ravens heading to Buffalo, week number one, Sunday Night Football. Week number three, Miami Dolphins, Thursday Night Football. So, Josh Schmidt, because I am a nerd for all this stuff, I'm pretty sure that I got down here. Let me see if I get this right, okay? Based on a report that also just came out, Donnie Chedrick, where is Donnie from? I don't know if he's from Seattle or Pittsburgh. But Donnie Chedrick, who works for, let me see here, 93.7 The Fan, okay. He says, that's in Pittsburgh, by the way. He says week two, Steelers at Seahawks. Okay, so let's narrow this down now. If the Steelers are at the Seahawks week two, we know the Bills are going to play on the road week two. They're not going to have three home games in a row. We know the Bills are reported to play at the Falcons on Monday Night Football, so that's not happening week two. At the Texans on Thursday Night Football, so that's not happening week two. What do we have left with? They're not playing Miami back-to-back weeks. I think the week two opponents now, Josh, are coming down to at the Patriots, at the Jets. Now, maybe some of these teams, if you tell me you've heard, if you've seen some of these teams here. Okay, no, can't be them, or can be them, I should say. And at Carolina, that's it. I think the Bills' only three options for week two now would be at the Jets, at Cleveland, at Carolina. I've heard some rumors about Carolina. I actually wouldn't love that. I would love it to be the Jets or the Browns, selfishly, because those are cold weather cities like Buffalo. So if I'm going to get cold weather road games, Josh, I want them early in the season, not later in the season. I already have cold weather home games later in the season.
That's some pretty big brain thinking there, actually. I didn't think about that. I was thinking of in terms of like, you know, obviously they don't, the NFL doesn't care if you have back-to-back divisional games, but do they want to have divisional games back-to-back this early in the season? Because then you'd be playing Jets week two, Dolphins week three, right? Like that's, you know, maybe that's something they don't want to do
that's true. I don't know. I don't think the league cares about that necessarily. Sometimes you get a lot of front-loaded division games, and sometimes you don't get a division game until late, like week eight or nine at all, and then you get a bunch of them late. So I think pairing them up like back-to-back is not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I just think like the last couple years, you know what I mean? Like think about, the Bills, we saw them play the Patriots week 16, or it was like a Patriots, Jets, Patriots, right? Like that was how they finished the season last year, I think. And I don't know. I just wonder maybe they want to backload it again, depending on who the Bills can play here. I think Browns would be kind of fun to just see that early on and just figure out, you know, because early on, they're not going to have their quarterback room situated. Maybe they're going to start, you know, jumbling people around. You know, maybe it's something where we can see both Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders in the same game. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I think the quarterback situation for them is interesting. The quarterback situation for the Saints when they come to Buffalo is interesting, whenever that could be. We still don't know anything about that game, the Saints. There's some stuff out there about maybe the Chiefs week 9 in Buffalo. So what would that be, like late October, early November, right? I guess late October, maybe the first week of November, that would be week 9. I think there's some stuff out there about that. Late in the season, Bengals in Buffalo, maybe week 14. We're still looking for New Orleans. Bucks, maybe week 11 in Buffalo, is what I've heard. So you're still, you know, you're trying. These are some of the later weeks. What about the early weeks? And again, you got Cleveland. You got Pittsburgh, then would probably be trending to be towards, you know, middle of the season or very late in the season. You could do something like that with Pittsburgh. Carolina, again, heard maybe week 2, but I'm hoping actually for sake of, you know, where you go, I'd like to go to Carolina during a a later part of the year because it's a little bit warmer down there, right? So that's what I like when you go to Miami late. I like when you go to Carolina late, some of these warm weather cities late, because you already play home games in this weather and colder weather. So giving a reprieve of some of these colder weather cities and for the fans out there who like to take some of these road trips. You know, for you too. I know that you talk about how you pick a destination city, you want to go somewhere. It'd be great to go Atlanta, right? I mean, if Atlanta is a Monday night game and we don't know the week yet, hey, if it's late in the season, that's a nice weekend to get away and spend some time in the South for a weekend. Not bad. You could do that. Houston in November for a Thursday night game is not bad. Take a couple days, spend in Houston, in Texas. Not bad. We had some really, really big sports news yesterday that it's so fascinating to me. I'm going to ask you this, Josh, okay? Because you probably, I mean, I know you were not even born yet when this was the hottest topic ever, like in radio, and it is not anymore, and it probably does not resonate with you at all. But for people my age, to think about this now and like this news, and we probably spent hours and hours on talk radio even before I was in this business, talking about it, not as much anymore, but it's huge news. I don't know if you saw this. Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson have been, their bans by Major League Baseball have been lifted. Did you see this news yesterday?
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, I did a triple take. I read it like 3 times to make sure I was reading it correctly.
Now, posthumously, is that how you say the word? Posthumously, right? That's how we say it.
Posthumously,
when someone passes away. Right, I mean, if Pete Rose goes in or if Shoeless Joe goes in, it's, you know, after they've already passed on. This is not a guarantee, though. You know, someone said to me last night, "Oh, that means they're getting in right away." I'm like, no. There's like these gatekeepers for all these Hall of Fames, these voters, right, in the Hall of Fame, these gatekeepers. Oh, you can't get past me, and I'm gonna hold true to this. I'm not gonna vote for someone on the first ballot. Well, one of the things they're gonna do is say, I'm not voting for Pete Rose. He gambled. And you're going to have people not voting for him. I don't know if he's going to get in. I think he should. He's the all-time hits leader. But you have people who look the other way and say, or look at it the other way and say, well, I'm not doing that. My principles say don't put him in. Dude, like Major League Baseball, every sports league now, not only embraces gambling, but encourages it and runs promos for it. What are we doing? Times have changed.
I also think if you look at like Shoeless Joe Jackson, I think he might get in before Pete Rose just because of the fact that there's a lot of questions around was he actually involved in the fixing or anything like that? You know, like there's a lot of stories out there. There's movies about it. Field of Dreams isn't directly about it, but you know, like it's one of those stories where it's like very convoluted and it was so long ago that nobody was there to actually say, oh, I know what happened. So to me, I think if you look at both of them, I feel like Shoeless Joe Jackson might get in first. Not to say that he deserves it more than Pete Rose, but his whole controversy around him might be a little easier to swallow for, you know, some of those hard-nosed Hall of Fame voters. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. I think that's right. I think that Shoeless Joe would probably have he could very well have a quicker, easier time to get in for everything you stated. That's a good point. I don't even know if it's a slam dunk either one gets in. I think it's more likely Shoeless Joe because of what you brought up. It is past time. It is fascinating to me, though, that this was, seriously, like this was an amazingly hot topic when it came down. Like for years we talked about this, Josh. Like Pete Rose and the Hall of Fame. I actually saw someone tweet yesterday. I'm not kidding. I saw someone tweet yesterday the best news about, you know, Pete Rose going into the Hall of Fame is we've killed the like worst radio topic ever. And it is true. Like, we spent hours on this. People did. I didn't. Like, I wasn't doing this yet for a living, right? I mean, I was in high school, college, and all that. But it was it carried the day. There's just been so much about it. I just find it a fascinating sports story. And, you know, we'll get more about it. But Rob Manfred has lifted the ban on Pete Rose's eligibility and Shoeless Joe's eligibility. They are now eligible to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame. You're still going to get voters to say, I'm not doing it, though. Just not doing it. And we'll see where this goes. 803-0550 here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your NFL schedule release day here on a Wednesday on WGR. Join Brian Kozios. He broadcasts live on Saturday, May 17th. That's this Saturday. From Batavia Downs Casino, 2 to 5 p.m. And celebrate the Preakness with their 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest inside the Park Place Event Center, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets are only $35 and include tequila samples, $20 gaming fee, free play, $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and a complimentary taco bar. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can. All right. They're going to have more on the schedule release, obviously, later in the day. Between Chris Brown and Steve Tasker and Maddie Glab and the entire One Bills Live crew, Sabres Live is coming up next. Shopin' the Bulldog. I'll be on with them today. We nailed on a time, maybe 4 o'clock, whatever. I'll be on with them today. And then tonight, don't forget, all right? Tonight, don't forget, Matt Bove and I, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, a live podcast. Not recorded. We'll do it live. We'll have schedule reaction. That's going to be happening at 9 p.m. after we know everything. Head over to the Sal Sports YouTube channel. Subscribe to it. You'll see it. And then you can comment with us in real time as we're talking. Or you can just watch it on Twitter. You can do it either way, but you can't comment right there. But if you want to comment, be a part of the show, you can do it that way. Before that happens, we got your schedule covered. We got everything you need when it comes to the NFL schedule tonight. We're going to have live coverage for you starting at 7 p.m. and then into the 8 o'clock hour when the schedule's released. And it's all brought to you and presented here on WGR by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. I'm going to join the guys. Who's on tonight? I think it's going to be Derek. Zach? Zach's going to be on. Derek and Zach, right? They both on tonight? Josh? Okay. So they'll be on tonight, 7. I'll join them, I think, in the 7 o'clock hour. And then once the schedule's released at 8, I'll join them again. And then we'll have full coverage for you on our website, WGR550.com. So there's so much going on with all of that. Sabres Live is up next. And it's so funny. Like, I've never seen so much Nexus talk on my Twitter feed. This whole story about Lou Lamoriello is just so funny to me. So apparently there was a picture someone posted the other day of Lou Lamoriello walking through the Buffalo airport. But no one knew if this was a real picture. Like, it looked like him, but was this from now? Was this from 2 years ago and someone repurposed it and said, oh, it's him? Who knows, right? We all know how all this stuff, I spotted a guy at the airport, stuff works. So we also know that the Sabres, it's rumored that they're looking for a advisor with Kevin Adams. Well, it comes out today from Darren Dreger. Darren Dreger wrote that Lou Lamoriello actually was at the Buffalo airport. And then he wrote that he was here to renew his Nexus. So Nexus, I'm sure most people know, maybe you're listening somewhere on an app somewhere and you don't understand. Nexus is the service you can have that helps you go across the border easier without going when you go through customs. It just makes it a lot more efficient instead of standing waiting in line at customs at the border. So what happens is you apply for Nexus. I'm going through this process right now with my wife and son. You apply for the first time. That's what we did. We actually had to do an online form. Then we go to an interview. But people are debating literally on Twitter about what the process is to renew Nexus because of this. It's wild. So it's fun to read. I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I don't know. I've never had to renew it. Who's right? Who's wrong here? Can you do it online? People are like, Lou Lamoriello should know. You don't have to do it online. He's not really there for that. I don't know. So good stuff there. All right. Schedule release day. Have a great day with it. Stay with me at Sal Sports on Twitter. And of course, tonight on YouTube for the Always Game Day in Buffalo, 9 p.m. live podcast and broadcast, WGR550.com all day long.